this phone call here from Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Chris. Hello, Kat.
Hello.
How are you doing? All right?
Yeah, what you got for us?
Right, it's for the zero gravity man.
You've never been described as that before, Richard. Richard, you have no gravity.
That would be so cool.
Very quickly, I'm always interested in general running of life on a space station, you know, working in a zero in gravity environment. But obviously, they have to work quite hard, and I imagine at the end of the day, they would need to clean themselves. Do they have a shower? I can't envisage a bar full of water flopping about. So how do they do that?
Imagine you're living for 6 months in an area that's, I don't know, not much, but in total the area is, it's about the size of a football pitch, but it's lots of individual capsules with six other people with no shower, because there is no shower on the International Space Station. They clean themselves with cloths, a bit like dishcloths. And in fact, they
like
have...
wet wipes kind of thing.
Sort of like wet wipes.
This is what I do at music festivals. You kind of, you know, just wipe down with a wet
months,
wipe.
For 6 months, they have a ration of these. And they have to exercise every day, so they are sweating a lot. This sweat doesn't go to waste on the International Space Station. So they recycle urine into drinking water. They also recycle sweat into drinking water on the International Space Station. Actually, because you're in this microgravity environment, because effectively there is no gravity, I was talking to Chris Hadfield, the Canadian astronaut, about this, and he said there's very awkward moments. So he's exercising, racing away, sweating, so sweat coming off him, and other astronauts can get splatted by his sweat. So you're walking down the corridor, you get this globule of someone else's sweat. But yes, it's not pleasant. So you talk to some of the space tourists, they're a bit more open about what it's actually like. Apparently the toilet on the space station is horrible, really horrible. The atmosphere
on
the space station...
You never see any of this on Star Trek or anything, do you?
And the atmosphere...
That's what Spock found in the Enterprise toilet, Captain's log, he said.
It's not very nice. Men's locker room, that's what one space tourist described it as, smelling like a men's locker room because they don't share. Skylab, which was the 1970s space station, around 1974, 75, something like that, that did have a shower. So if you look back at images of people in space, you often see astronauts in this sort of bag, almost like a sleeping bag they sort of assemble around, with a shower hose. So they did have a shower on a 1970s space station, but not right now. Six people in orbit, no shower.
Oh, God, that will smell like a music festival very quickly. You are listening to the Naked Scientist Q&A special. We have Chris Smith, we have Richard Hollingham, we have Max Sanderson, and I'm Kat Arney. If you want to get in touch with us, you can email chris@thenakedscientist.com, you can find us on Facebook, or you can tweet @nakedscientists.